and stay out. Man, this girl's trying to fuck up my day. Talking about she want to watch a romantic comedy. Get the fuck out of here. I ain't watching no lovey-dovey, funny bunny ass shit with her. Anyway, sorry everyone. Let me properly introduce myself.
An animated joint leaps off a blackboard onto a desk. Smoke wafts from his head.
My name is Slowburn, and I am your movie guide. We will be watching Mac and Devin Go to High School, starring Snoop Dogg and Wiz Khalifa. But before we get started with the picture, I would like to make sure everyone is comfortable and properly prepared. We all know the regular routine. Go to the bathroom, turn off your annoying-ass cell phone, get a big-ass popcorn, and a cup of ice-cold carbonated sugar water. Bam! Wrong. You missing one key ingredient, nigga. How you gonna watch a motherfucking weed movie without no motherfucking weed? Get your papers, your bones, your bowls, your blunts, some fat-ass nugs of that good, and spark that shit up! Now, if you're unfortunate right now and don't have any weed, I'm sorry. But please, stop this movie right now. It just won't work. You can't watch this shit without no weed. Stop. You don't play baseball without no bat, do you? Exactly. For the same reason you don't watch a 3D movie without 3D glasses. So go figure that out, then put your goddamn ganja goggles on and get ready for liftoff. Thank you kindly, and without further ado, I would like to present...
He breathes in some smoke.
Matt! And Devin, go to high school. Hold on, hold on, hold on. For all of you that like to play those movie weed games, like smoke every time so-and-so character says this or does that, here's the official weed game for this movie. Take a hit. Every time you see a character on screen, either walking, talking, or breathing. Matter of fact, let's do one together right now.
He breathes in more smoke and blinks his bloodshot eyes.
Yeah, what the fuck I'm talking about. What you waiting on, man? Start the movie.
On the blackboard, chalk words appear. Snoopadelic Films. In association with Taylor Gang Films and The Yard Entertainment. Stampede Management. Rostrum Records. A film by Dylan Brown. Starring Snoop Dogg. On the blackboard, drawings of diamonds and stacks of money and weed and the words Los Angeles, California. A drawing of the freeway is erased, revealing moving traffic. A tall young man walks along a curved street. Wiz Khalifa. Boys in school and on suburban streets.
Mac, man, what's up, man? Where the weed at, man?
Hey, Mac, let me get some weed, bro. Can I get some weed, man?
Mike Epps. Andy Milonakis. The tall teen gets on a school bus. Lunell Campbell. Paul Iacono. A man with a cap smokes a joint as he rides a bike past empty lots. Teeny Panosian. Derek D. With Afion Crockett and Tierra Mari as Miss Huck. With a special appearance by Far East Movement. And Mystical as the voice of Slowburn. The bus rolls through the wide streets, casting by Anissa Williams. In a school hallway.
My nigga Mac, man, hook it up, man. What's up, Mac? I wanna get my hot running on, bro. Gotta get a good though, you know. Stress the nigga head hurt, for real.
Producers Ted Chung and Benji Grinberg. Producers Lucy Brown and Dylan Brown. On the bus, the tall boy consults a tablet. Number one, valedictorian speech. Number two, Chem Lab experiment. Number three, Ashley, he adds a question mark. Choreography by Ebony Nichols. Music by King Kanabi. Edited by Dan Doby. Design and animation by Bill Destroy. A kid with a high forehead and thick glasses holds a math book.
Mr. Mac, I...
He shakes his head.
Never mind. Thank you for your time.
The man on the bike rides past dried up lots. Production designer Scott Sardina. Cinematographer, Luis Perez. Executive producer, Big Snoop Dogg. Story by Snoop Dogg, Wiz Khalifa, and Pook Brown.
Look here, Blair. You got what I need. I'm looking for the green. Looking for the weed. Give it to the fiend.
A dark Mercedes pulls to the curb. A woman smiles as a teen gets out with his books. Written by Herschel Faber, Jameson Stern, Jarrett Golding.
for me to get high, man. You know what I'm saying? Put some Kush up in it.
I only got pesos. Is that cool?
Directed by Dylan Brown. The tall boy, Devin, gets off the bus and ducks out of the way as Mac sips past on his bike. Mac and Devin go to high school. Slowburn appears, smiles, and blows some smoke. Mac, on the bike, glides up to the woman in the Mercedes.
Well, good morning. How's my favorite milf doing today?
Stressed.
You stressed? I got just what you need.
I know you do.
Take two of these.
He gives her a baggie.
Here you go, sir.
She gives him money.
All right, baby.
Kids file into in Hale High School. Mac coasts on his bike through the halls. Girls and boys greet him.
I need your homework done in calculus tonight, you feel me?
Yes, Mac.
I do
yes.
This.
Hey. Hey, Mac. How
you doing? I'm like menage a trois.
Hello. Hello.
You better score two touchdowns tonight, boy. West.
Yeah.
Is that why? What is that?
Smoke something, Mac.
I got you, love. Don't even trip.
Devin looks at Mac and runs into a kid in a wheelchair.
Yo, where the fuck you walking, stupid bitch?
The kid wheels away and knocks books out of the arms of a man. A nameplate, assistant principal Skinflute, sits on the desk. Wearing magnifying goggles, he trims a bonsai tree. He walks out of his office. A banner on the door says, Mac for President. Skinflute throws it away. He goes up the steps. Mac parks his bike by Skinflute's high office window. A blonde girl joins him.
I can't wait to taste it.
Be patient, Mac. All I need you to do, I need to climb up here. Come on. Get it together. Come close to the wall.
He cups his hands for her to step on. She slowly pulls herself up.
Oh, my God.
Her knee is on his head. She drops inside. In detention, a man in a gray suit coat waves a pointer at three boys at the blackboard.
See, y'all got life messed up, you kids. I'm old school. That means I don't play that shit.
Whatever, man.
Turn around. That's the reason why I called the assistant principal, Mr. Skinflute, because I knew he'll get in one of y'all ass.
Man, we didn't do shit.
Turn back around. You want to lose your strength?
He touches the boy's ponytail with the pointer. Skinflute walks in.
What's up, Mr. Skinflute? You see how I didn't handle this? Look how I got him looking.
The blonde lets Mac and Skinflute's office door.
Fool Skinflute jacking for that master Kush has got to be in here somewhere.
She sits on the desk.
Damn. Sit back. Let me find it.
He looks at the bookshelves.
Where did this fuck put my thing at, man? Wait a minute. That don't smell like no. Okay. Come here.
This is the last time.
Yeah.
She accidentally hits the speaker switch.
Oh, yeah.
He takes a clip from her hair.
Oh, wow.
You know I'm ready, Big Daddy. Oh.
He opens a cupboard. A light glows.
Feast your eyes on my big, fat, long, succulent, mouth-watering.
And it would be big, but I've never seen anything this big.
He holds a huge joint.
Just put it in your mouth, baby.
It's so thick, I can't really hold it.
Skinflute drops some papers and heads for the door.
Stop listening to that filth!
I can't fit it all in my mouth.
Yo, that dude is crazy.
Just stuff it in there and get to sucking.
No, he ain't.
Mac and the girl share the huge joint. Skinflute runs to his office.
Mac!
Skinny dick. You want a hit?
So what, we get drunk?
Mac, the word around this high school is that you have the finest kush in all the land.
Hook me up, Mac. I know you got it.
I am prepared to pay you in chainmail, a quiver of arrows, three broadswords, and two oxen.
I got a couple fat bitches and one midget in the car. You can fuck anyone you want,
You know what I'm saying? Just let me just hold that ounce or two to, you know, just Friday.
Hey, Mac, Dr. Andrews, third period English. These crazy kids give me a migraine. Think you could hook me up with a joint to relieve the pain?
In a bathroom, Devin looks in a mirror.
Salmon soundbar.
The boy in the wheelchair is smoking.
You gonna be there all day, man? Damn.
Yeah, probably.
The kid lights up. Devin shakes his head and speaks into the mirror. The speech is horrible.
High school, it's the best of times, it's the worst of times. It's the times that try men's soul. Ask not what high school, Ask not what high school can do for you, but what you could do.
He shakes his head.
It's the best of times, it's the worst of times. It's time for me to write a new speech.
The fuck, man?
It's the times that try men's soul. And that was horrible.
Yo, your speech sucks.
Devin walks outside. A brunette runs over to him.
Hey, how's the speech coming, Devin?
Great. I'm almost done with it, but it'll be good.
Well, it better be. You want to stay together after graduation, right?
Of course I do, Ashley.
Then you need to go to Yale. And to go to Yale, you need a scholarship. And my dad made a call to the guy that he knows, but...
Well, I'm just really having a hard time figuring out the best part of my high school experience.
Well, duh, that would be me.
Yeah, well, I know that.
Just think how amazing it'll be when we're engaged and we have matching diplomas on the wall. We'll be so fabulous, I won't be able to stand it. But no pressure, though, babe. Just don't fuck up or I'll dump you. Just kidding. Sorta. Kidding. Call me later.
He looks at his phone. A text from her says, seriously, don't fuck up. The scene freezes. Slow burn.
Do you know what that is? It's the controlling bitch alert. Attention, gentlemen. Please ask the ladies to give us a brief moment. We will only be a second, bitches. Thank you. Come on now. Come on, player. That go for your girl, too. I look at your girl sitting right there. Come on, man. That was well, Nick. Well. Okay. They gone? Cool. Now, look. This some serious shit, man. Devin is in some deep doodle. There's a huge population of controlling bitches on this earth, and they keep expanding. And you know what? It's our motherfucking fault. If you a nigga like that and you got a bitch like that, get the fuck out now. Either get them in line or kick them to the motherfucking curb. Amen. Hallelujah.
Oh, yeah. All right. Yeah. Ladies, y'all can come on back now.
In Skinflute's office.
Know what this is I'm filling out?
What, an order for some medium-sized condoms?
No. These are your expulsion papers.
Expulsion for what?
Well, let's see. Breaking and entering. Possession of a narcotic?
Narcotic? Fool, last I checked, the shit was legal in California.
You're done, mister. Your 15-year tenure at this school is over.
A white-haired woman walks in.
Assistant Principal Skinflute. Yes. Do we have a problem with this student?
Not anymore.
Because you do know that all expulsions are handled by me, personally.
Yes, but this student always seems to get off with you.
Mm-hmm. Does he?
Max smiles.
Do you mind giving us a few minutes?
But this is my office.
Yeah, do you want it to remain your office?
Yes, Principal Cummings.
He leaves.
Oh, Mr. Johnson, what have you done this time? You are such the naughty, naughty little student. What am I gonna do with you?
She runs her hands on his shoulders.
You always make me have to punish you so severely.
She unsnaps his jacket.
Always getting me riled up.
He pulls away.
We need to see who that is.
She throws down the jacket.
Well, you just meet me at my office after school today, and we're gonna take care of that little bit of unfinished business, okay?
She lets in a young woman as she leaves.
Hello. I'm sorry. Do you work here?
Actually, this is my place of business. Can I help you?
I'm Miss Huck, the new substitute teacher for AP Chemistry.
I know a thing or two about chemistry.
Excuse me? What is it that you do again?
Mr. Johnson, the athletic director.
Okay.
Hopefully I'll see you around the campus later on today.
Mac leaves.
It's past 4th period. I mean,
okay. I promise you, I'm going to get it.
Let me help you out right there. Let's go. What are you doing?
In a science classroom.
Hit that.
Let me get that. Let me get that.
Yes, sir.
Mac hands a kid a beaker with green liquid. He lights it and inhales.
Ah, that's some powerful stuff right there. I like that right there.
Yes, sir.
Improper use of lab glassware is a hazard, you know?
Did you know that motherfucking outfit you got on is a style hazard?
What are you doing here anyway? You're not smart enough to be in this class.
How you know?
Because you've been in high school for like half a century.
Miss Huck walks in.
Mr. Johnson. Class, I'm Miss Huck, your new substitute teacher for the rest of this semester.
Wait, what happened to Mr. Luzner?
Mr. Luzner met with a rather tragic chemical accident. I've spoken with your teacher, and he wants you all to present a research project for your final grade. Partners are as follows. Harding and Pell.
A girl raises her hand.
Suzuki and Ofaso.
Ofaso.
Okay. Jones and Greenberg. And Overstreet and Johnson.
Devin jumps up.
What? With all due respect, this parent could jeopardize my entire future.
Well, Ms. Huck, I've been looking forward to meeting you. I am the assistant principal, Ralph Skinflute.
Nice to meet you, Mr. Skinflute.
Charmed. If you need anything at all, please don't hesitate to ask. And if you have any problems with this one, just let me know.
Thank you.
By the way, I'd love to welcome you with my staff. I mean, to the staff.
Mm-hmm.
Over dinner.
I don't think that's appropriate.
So, a maybe?
She shrugs.
Very encouraging.
Yo, Mac!
Devin runs toward Mac, who keeps walking.
Hey, Mac! Mac! Mac!
Over the street.
A boy stands in front of Devin.
It's down to two. Two geniuses, banging brains. Only one can stand and come.
What are you talking about, Mahatma?
That's Mahatma Chang Greenberg to you. Learn it. Because come graduation day, when I and not thee assume the position of valedictorian, that will suck for you.
Oh, really? Because last time I checked, I'm still number one in the class.
Yeah, well, I'm taking like 7 AP classes. You get an A minus, and your ass is mine. You hear me?
What do you want with my ass, Mahatma?
My brain's gonna do all types of things to your ass come graduation day.
In the library, Mac walks to the front counter and offers a man a small baggie.
I need you to check me in at AP chemistry class with Miss Hall.
You know I got your Mac, I always do.
Devin walks up.
Mac, what's up? Man, we need to study tonight.
Study. Yeah. Get at me at 9 o'clock on the corner. Why don't you blow me?
Mac stops Miss Huck.
Hey. Let's say you, me, and little buddy right here make three.
He holds a baggie.
Sorry, I don't date students.
Well, I guess I'll just have to drop out.
I don't date liars either, Mr. Athletic Director.
Let me apologize for that. How can I make it up to you? Can I take you out on a date?
You want a date with me? You need to graduate high school first. And I'll be confiscating this in the meantime.
She takes the baggie and saunters off.
Good googly goo.
Words on a board, later that night, at the Marley Learning Center.
Let the learning begin.
You can't smoke in here, young man.
Hey, don't worry about it, baby. I got a medical condition.
What condition is that?
He leans close to her.
I got an addiction. I'm addicted to Granny. Punetti.
Really?
Yeah.
Mac stops by Devin.
What are you doing here?
Man, you was right, D Street. That graduation thing is important.
Guess you finally came to your senses.
Just hooked me up to Knowledge College.
Oh, yeah? Start here.
He pushes a chemistry book at Mac. At a vending machine.
Dang it. Give me my candy, motherfucker.
What's up, Super Freight?
I'm sorry, man. I just get low on blood sugar and... Come on!
Relax. I got just what you need.
Behind his back.
You ain't gonna eat that?
We can go half and half. A toast to expanding minds.
They toast. Devin eats half of a Kush Krispy Treat brownie.
Yo, thanks, man. I needed that.
More than you ever know.
A quick lesson on weed edibles. Snacks made with cannabis, i.e. weed brownies, cookies, chocolates, lollipops, fruit roll-ups, brush strips, gummy candies, cakes, pies, and all the other 100 type of fucked up goodies that get you fucked up. This is not for beginners. This is extremely different than smoking weed. It's way more intense and can take over your mind and trip you the fuck out. You don't believe me? Ask your friends. Right now, ask them. A, have you ever eaten weed edibles? And B, did those edibles make you feel like two cartoon mermaids was using their sexy little tail to play ping pong with your brain? That's what I thought. Shit about to get wavy, baby.
Words appear 34 and a half minutes later. Devin's face distorts.
I think it's snow.
Snow falls around him. He moves his arms and legs to make snow angels. He grins. Max stands above him.
Feeling it, huh?
Feeling what?
Like green guys, ganja goodies, kush cakes, herb hors d'oeuvres,
kind cookies.
Marijuana?
Yes, sir.
Does that mean I'm high?
The room spins around him.
As a kite.
Mac takes a hit off a joint and hands it to Devin, who takes a hit. They walk down the hallway.
Here we go.
As they walk, little bubbles appear around them.
Watch where you're going.
Devin chases one and walks into a woman. He and Mac tiptoe through the hall.
Yo, Mac, it's like I got this track playing in my head. It's like perfectly synchronized to my movements and everything. My heartbeat. You hear it?
Speak straight.
Mac takes him by the shoulder.
Whoa.
You cool, new school?
I think so.
Well, hook me up with that dope shit you got going on.
Which one? The one in my head?
Yeah, nigga.
You heard that?
Nigga, that shit dope in the motherfucker. But what happened to the singing, though?
Wait, what singing? I ain't hearing singing. I can't sing.
T, ain't nobody here but me. You gotta let that feeling feel good. Matter of fact, let that shit out. Man, let me hear it, man. Man, come on.
Every time I go, well, I'm blowing that smoke out. I buy it, don't even know the price. I talk as I live it. Come pay me a visit. And I'll be somewhere up in the sky.
My nigga, it's about to go down.
We flat, it's no lie that we hot till we die.
We dip in this hoes round.
Roll one up, clean the ride, case them hoes one jump inside.
Nigga, that shit right there, go hard.
In a music video, smoke rises. Mac walks to a mic.
Ladies and gentlemen, players and playettes, teachers, staff, and students, I am very honored to welcome you to the high school annual talent show, brought to you by the makers of Wiz Khalifa Premium Woven Papers and the qualified growers of Snoop Dogg Master Kush. So without further ado, let's get this show on the road. First contestant, bring your talent to the foreground and let your smoke be your background.
Devin in a shiny jacket is at the mic. Three female dancers with blonde afros. Words appear. Miss Huck and the playerettes.
Got a joint filled with quality shit. My bottom bitch smoking with me, niggas talk shit. All of them shrimp. I'm a big fish. Roll a joint, lick it once till you hit this. Rubies on my dick, several cushions on my hit list. In and out these niggas, bitches smoking tree and not to mention hustling, trying to mind my business. You probably went to class while I was in the hallway skipping. Yeah, I hear what they saying, just be too high to list. About my money tripping, if I even folded wrong, you ain't smoking as good. If it's fire, I tell you I sold it all. I wait till one of my hoes come round and roll it all. or say fuck it and cuff it till I go smoke with dog. I show up, I show up, I show up. Car push the start, hit the button once it go off. Keep the money coming in and the papers rolled up. And they ain't worried about a hating nigga, they get no love. Oh.
A disco ball above spins and throws lights around the room. The women dance in unison behind Devin.
I go green like I was Archbishop Don Juan and blow circles round you suckers like a marathon. My gym teacher told me, but I didn't listen. My bitch did my homework and now I'm in detention. It showed me suspension, this is my audition. So play your position, get the picture I envision. Did she mention Snoop Dogg was made for kissing? A barracuda fishing, she on a mission for me. Pleasure, pain and glory and my inventory. My SATs, my little bitch, she did them for me. And now we prancing on stage at the talent show. We flossing my clothes, my chain and my knapsack. Full of that, hand me that. Can you see my telescope? Principal, say she wanna see me cause she smell my smoke. Buy my money tripping even if I folded wrong. Blowing zones with whiz cause this is the potent zone.
Every time I go out, I'm blowing that smoke out. I buy it, don't even know the price. I talk cause I live it, pay me a visit. And I'll be somewhere up in the sky. My nigga is about to go. Growing up, clean a ride, case them hoes one jump inside.
Yeah. It's the Archbishop Don Magic Wand.
In the hallway.
Man, I am hungry.
Let's get it.
Devin and Mac walk to the snack truck, the Munchie Machine.
Hey, Big Mac. How you doing, sexy?
Good, Mama. See, they're just showing my brother from another mother to wear the weed.
All right. So what'll it be?
It'll be the usual. Let me get two Scooby snacks with special sauce on them.
Coming right up.
Oh, yeah, baby.
Yo, I really needed this, man.
Every motherfucker needs this.
Stop being stressed over this stupid speech, man.
The valedictorian, right?
Yeah. And everybody expects me to talk about the good times I had in high school.
But you ain't had no good times.
Exactly.
Thank you, baby.
Here you go. Two Scooby snacks.
So you do this all the time?
Every minute of the motherfucking day.
So you don't worry about the future?
Nah, D. I vast in the moment.
Man, I wish I could do that.
You can, homie. All you got to do is do what I do. Say what I say. You know, like, so what? So what we get drunk? So what we smoke weed? So what we get high? We don't care who see. You got to live young. You got to live wild. You got to live free. You got to do you like I do me. You dig?
At a tattoo parlor.
How the fuck did we get here?
We flew, nigga. You ready to get some ink?
I don't know, Mac.
You said you wanted to experience some shit, right?
Yeah. But what if it hurts?
You might like that.
The tattoo artist is working on Devin's face. A small star is placed by his eye. They walk into an apartment.
Come on in, Mom.
Mac hangs up his bike on the wall.
Man, this spot is crazy.
Mac slides a door, revealing a room full of grow lights and plants.
Yes, sir. Now this is where the shit goes down. You got your sativa, you got your indica, you got your hybrids over there. You have no idea what the fuck I'm talking about, huh?
No.
Don't trip. I got exactly what you need.
On TV, a man in a plant suit.
Hey, ladies and gentlemen, I'm your friendly neighborhood weed plant, Captain Kush. That's right. And on today's volume one of the Captain Kushopedia, we will be discussing two different strains of marijuana. That's right. Cannabis indica and cannabis sativa. Keep it locked. Press pause, and I'm whooping your ass.
Oh, shit, what time is it?
Shit, I don't know.
Got my books at school. Books. I usually start my late night study session right about now.
I usually start my late night bong session right now. Play that out, hit that shit.
A very popular strain of the indica plant is known as Kush, from the Hindu Kush Mountains of Afghanistan and Pakistan, otherwise known as the shit that got Bin Laden caught. That's right. Him and his boys was in the mountains, and they were shooting their guns, busting them off. Came up on some of that sweet Kush plant. Smoked it, didn't know where the fuck he was, had a Navy SEAL bullet in his head 2 hours later. All right? You smoke it, but don't get shot.
Devin lights a bong.
Light that in right there. Inhale, I take the top off.
Now, if you want less of a body high, Captain Kush recommends one of the sativa strains, like Green Crack, Skunk, Train Wreck. Yeah, that's right. It's more of a cerebral high. It's less sedating, but a good recommendation if you want to feel medicated throughout the day. That's right. Smoke all motherfucking day. It's safe.
Devin lights a larger bomb.
Three, two, one. Shoot it.
Mac hands him 2 joints.
Purple.
He smokes them alternately.
Put them both together, and you make purple cushion. Purple cushion. Together. Yeah, there you go.
As you can see, the cannabis indica is characterized by short, blocky leaves, kind of like a Mike Tyson bill. Whereas the cannabis sativa is more long and narrow, like Tommy Hearn.
Yeah, man. Sir, we must take one big pull from the chat.
In costume masks, they light pipes.
Together.
Now, I use boxing analogies.
Ding.
Because both of them will knock you the fuck out.
Da, 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 ding.
Rewind.
One more time.
In volume 2 of the Kushipedia, we'll be discussing how to properly cultivate your green room by supplying your plants with all the right nutrients. That's right.
He drinks from a jug.
Get high, motherfucker.
Words appear. pH perfect.
We do just what we like to. We
gorgeous. Can't go to sleep yet. I got this new James Bond shit right here, right? All you gotta do is just inhale. Hit that shit. Don't do nothing but inhale.
He takes out a vape flask.
Hit it.
Devin inhales and blows out smoke.
Straight THC. Can you dig that?
Weed vaporization is the alternative to smoking that avoids the production of irritating, toxic, and carcinogenic byproducts. By heating the ganja so its active compounds boil off into a vapor. Boil off into a vapor? Man, who the fuck wrote this shit? Man, fuck all that. Look, check it out. There's only 2 ways to smoke this shit. The right way and the wrong way. And the right way is like they say it in the Bible. Roll that shit, light that shit, smoke that shit. They ain't say nothing about plug it up in the Bible and all that. Vaporize it, make it disappear. Come on.
2 more hits from the bong. Top this shit off.
Mac gives Devin a huge bong. He inhales. Words appear 1 hit later. They are asleep. Captain Kush appears in smoke and holds out a joint.
Hey, D-Street! Want some weed?
There a nigga that's trying to stop me smoking this weed. I'm smoking everywhere, anywhere, all day, every day, all the herb. Young Dad, yell, smoking all the weed I'm having.
Miss Huck appears to Mac.
What's up, baby girl?
She wears a silky robe.
I'm just looking over this homework. I really need some help.
She slowly opens it to reveal a leopard print bikini.
That'd be nice. Yeah. I wanna go study. Baby, would you be my buddy? And help me with my project. Cause you are who I roll with. Honestly, I know it. Take me, boo.
Mac and Miss Huck slowly move closer. They lean forward.
Your fragrance is sweet. Honey do, money do. But this ain't about no money. This is about me and you making ooh. Take it from me. First day.
Miss Cummings appears.
Oh, Mr. Johnson.
Mac wakes up. Back at school.
Hey, yo, Mac. I know you got that fire. Let me get some of
though. Yeah, hook it up.
I'll gladly pay you Tuesday for the weed you gave me today.
I know you got that loud, man. You know what I'm saying? Why don't you swing some over here, bro?
A blonde. Subtitles. Hey, Mac, I'll give you a Swedish blowjob if you give me some free weed. Two boys stand behind a wall with a joint. One takes a hit. The other boy grabs for it. He moves his hand closer, trying to get a hit. In the bathroom mirror.
Socrates said, I think, therefore I am. Or some other famous philosopher said, I am what I am, what I am.
The kid in the wheelchair smokes pot.
What I am.
Devin walks to him and takes a hit from the joint.
You mind if I?
Yeah.
So let me ask you something. You mind when people call you Knees Down?
Hell no, man. You know how I got that name? Jenny Billings.
A cheerleader is on top of him.
Oh my God, you're only paralyzed from the knees down.
Yes, ah! You're my wife. You're my little wife, bitch.
Well, I gotta get out of here, man. Thanks for the tote, though.
Yeah, man. All good. Your speech still sucks.
In a classroom, Mr. Armstrong tosses papers around.
Motherfuckers, look at this nigga here. Mama should have aborted that motherfucker. What the fuck is this? Another dumbass nigga.
Mac sits on his desk.
Mac, what's happening?
Slow motion, what's up?
Do you realize that you are a 15-year senior? Dumb as a box of rocks.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Do you realize that every morning when you come to school, teaching the class, your breath smell like cigarettes, booty, and donuts?
Hey, come on, where's my shit at? You wanna sit and play all day, man? Come on.
Mac opens a book.
This that thing that killed John Wayne. You see that thing right there?
A hole in it holds pot. Armstrong takes the book.
Mm-hmm. Okay, deal.
Come on with it, man. You gonna get me fired, you busted. Look, don't let the wrong person get this in their hand, okay, Mac?
Math final answer key.
Matter of fact, it's actually in the wrong hands right now.
Hey, don't play with me, boy. Mac, overgrown student.
In his apartment, Mac sets up a scoreboard.
It's open.
Devin carries in a box.
Yo, D Street, what you got in the box, nigga?
Our chemistry experiment, but bigger. I've been working on this alternative energy source, which if successful could change everything about how we consume energy in this country. Shit, the world. Well, let's change the world.
They work with beakers and test tubes. On a whiteboard.
This is what we're making, the catalytic ingredient.
Liquid in a beaker. I wake up early in the morning. Devin squeezes an eyedropper. Mac plays a video game and eyes Devin.
So if x equals the square root of c cubed minus 2x, then the catalytic ingredient should yield a brand new energy source. And if I plug the lamp into there, this is what we'll get. Bam. Energy. You got no idea what I'm talking about, do you? Let me show you.
He dumps powder in a beaker.
What the?
It turns dark. He taps the light bulb.
Fuck, man.
Nothing happens.
That was very energetic.
Yeah, buddy.
Knees Down rolls in with a blonde and three other boys. The scoreboard displays the time, 4:20.
I'd like to welcome y'all to the third annual Hemp Tathlon, brought to you by yours truly.
Golf club. Golf club.
Yes, sir. If you don't know, you won't know. You in the presence of a two-time defending champ, Knees Down.
I smoke weed for a living.
First event we gonna do is called Style.
Check this out.
A guy blows smoke out of his mouth and into his nose. Ooh, Devin holds up a five.
Come on, man. Hold on. We gotta
beat you. Check that shit out, man. What you gonna do?
Another guy blows smoke rings. He gets a six.
Look at that one. Hard.
Inca, zoom.
Let me show you how we do it on the Discovery Channel. Let me show you something.
He inhales smoke, swishes it in his cheeks, blows it straight up. It forms a globe that is then surrounded by a ring.
Oh, nigga, that's
a motherfucking planet.
Saturn.
You see that? You like that?
It's your turn.
Represent your side. You better come with it, because the homie just represented real tough.
Knees down, takes a long toke. Exhales. It forms a gun that shoots.
Is that a gun for modern warfare?
Win. Final round. Let me go on and lock this shit down, because I got some shit that I know y'all can't fuck with. Check this out.
Mac inhales, then blows. The exhaled smoke forms a ghost. Devin gives him a 9.
Shit. Is that Jasper?
Yes, sir.
To your dash, nigga.
Yes, sir.
Wait, no. Oh, shit.
We got this covered. Watch this. You guys about to lose right now. You ain't ready.
The girl stands up, sticks out her ass, and lowers her pants. Knees down, holds the joint between her cheeks. Smoke flows out. Knees down, inhales it. Devin gives him a 10.
And she tooted and pooted.
Shotgun!
Tasty.
Shotgun!
I ain't hit the blood after that shit. You had that motherfucker. I'm cool.
At the tattoo parlor, Devin points to designs, then to his body.
That, all that shit, put that down here.
A treble clef on his neck. And more designs on his arms and body. He comes out to show Mac.
Oh, wow. You did that, my nigga. You did that.
At Mac's apartment.
Hey, Street Man, I don't know why we spending all this time trying to find a renewable energy source when the greatest renewable energy source has already been created.
Yeah, well, what's that?
Pussy. When you wake up in the morning, what you think about? Pussy. When you make you some money, what you go out and spend it on? Pussy.
Well, I know if we get this catalytic ingredient, you know what we're gonna be getting a lot of?
What?
Pussy. Mm.
He puts an ingredient in the beaker. Nothing.
Fuck!
I think I know what you need.
At a dental lab, the assistant stands between Mac and Devin in rising chairs.
I like your friends. Thank you. Lay back, baby.
The assistant gives Devin a large hose and he inhales. Little pink birds fly out of his mouth and around the room.
Yo, man, I feel crazy.
Hold it. Shoot it up a little bit more, add a little more power to the new box.
They use full oxygen masks. Little rabbits fly around them.
So what mixture is this?
This is that medicinal mixed with the medical. You know what I'm talking about? That space age.
Which one's the medicinal and which one's the medical?
Well, in a terminology that most doctors can understand, this right here is the medical. And this right here
is the medicinal.
And that's what gives it that super fragilistic, you know,
next level high, you know, that other extreme.
Pink elephants fly around.
Orbits it. Saturn, you know, Pluto.
Right.
I think it's me allowing myself to become intergalactic with the planetary pleasure principle of
the dedication of
the inauguration. Also, by the segregation of the cultivation of irrigation.
Right.
Like, right now, I feel like I'm like Captain Kirk, right? And I feel like he's like Dr. Spock. And this bitch right here is like Darth Vader.
Devin looks at his phone. Ashley.
Fucking bitch.
Is that the bitch paging you again?
That's the bitch again, man.
This is what I want to do. I want us to go to another planet called Pimp Ateria. And once we go there, hand me the telephone and let me tell you how I would address the bitch.
Devin hands him his phone.
Oh, shit.
Hello. Yeah, bitch. Where's my money, bitch? No, bitch. Hi, bitch. Bye, bitch. And in case you didn't get it, let me text it to you, bitch.
Why can't I just say stuff like that, man?
Hi, bitch. Bye, bitch. No, bitch. Bitch, bitch.
Mac
bitch.
Types bitch three times.
I just say bitch in there. It's one button, one touch.
Gives it back.
Bitch.
At the apartment, Ashley walks in.
What the hell is going on in here? God, these aren't real, are they?
She grabs his wrist.
How did you even find me anyway?
I tracked your phone using the Find Me app.
Stalker.
Has this been holding you against your will? Have you been drugged?
Oh, you better believe it. He drugged like a motherfucker.
I'm calling my daddy.
Yo, chill the fuck out.
I am warning you, Devin Overstreet. Your very future hangs in the balance. You come with me right now. I'll count to five. One,
two, three, four, five. Now get your punk ass out of here before I break a bitch.
She leaves.
I know D Street. Puppy love. That shit hurt. Man, let's go get some bitches.
They walk down an alley.
Man, Mac, where are you taking me?
You said you wanted some, right?
Yeah, but not in no shady alley.
A tall man stands outside a door.
Can I help you?
Can we speak with Mama Son?
Mama Son.
A middle-aged woman walks up.
Get all types of diseases.
What
shit
you want?
Trying to get my boy hooked up with some of that good.
Okay, how much you have?
It depends on what he gets.
Well, what you just talking about him? What about for you? Are you gay?
Look, baby, I love women. I just don't pay for pussy.
I don't pay for pussy either.
What you mean you don't pay for the pussy? Everybody pay for the pussy. Pussy make the world go round.
I got 350 on me.
Okay, what kind of girl you like?
I'm not really sure.
Come, I just give you white girl. USDA approved, no MSG, okay? I take care of him.
Go.
And you pay for your friend the pussy, but you don't get no pussy for you? I give you what you like. I break your ball into 8 pieces.
Inside, Devin sits in a room. A girl takes off his shirt. She sits on his lap. He removes her bra. She faces him. He rubs his face between her large breasts. She moves up and down in front of him. He thrusts. She sits on his lap with her back to him. They press against the wall and rock back and forth. They each smoke a joint. She rubs his chest. Devin picks up his phone. Text from Ashley. That was totally unacceptable. Call me. He puts the phone down. In the alley, Mac smokes.
They let you smoke on the job?
No.
It's a damn shame.
You know?
Devin comes out.
Now that's what I'm talking. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That, huh? I got a confession though.
What's up?
That was my first time.
With a masseuse?
Nah, with a vagina. Ashley's like saving herself for marriage, so I only get to fuck her in the ass.
Nigga, what?
Yeah.
Fuck that.
Mac gives him the joint.
Let's celebrate. Yeah.
Devin runs down the alley to a dead end. The cops lead him to the cruiser in cuffs.
I am running a legitimate business.
Huh? Tough break, Rook. I guess that's what you get for going out for a little late night beef jerky.
I got more than that.
Ah, that's good. I'll keep that in mind when I write up my report.
In the jail, a large man shares their cell.
What's happening? What y'all up in there for?
Weed.
Nigga, weed ain't even a case. I have about 4 or 5 of them motherfuckers. They gonna throw that shit right on out. Y'all niggas straight.
Yeah.
So which one of y'all get the fucking ass first?
Him?
Y'all niggas make up your mind, because I got plenty of time.
Yo, D, man, you need to chill out, man. Calm down.
Man, I am down. Like, rock bottom down. I gave my virginity to a stripper, got thrown in jail, and I ruined my life.
Well, technically, you gave your virginity to Ashley's 8-piece.
Yeah, I might not have been cool before, but at least I had a future. I'm trying to end up like you. 15 years of high school? Fuck that.
Overstreet?
Yeah.
You made bail.
So that's how it is?
I guess it's like that.
Devin gets up and leaves. The big man waves at Mac. Slowburn appears on the wall.
Nigga, you ain't fucking shit.
Ain't that some shit? Man, Mac just spent $350 getting this nigga a fine piece of pussy. And he gonna turn his back on him just like that? Man, this got me fucked up right now. Man. Come on, fellas, tighten up, man. Damn.
I know, you're sorry. And yes, I forgive you. Our future is still intact. My dad has an old fraternity brother who golfs with the mayor, who called the DA who agreed to drop the charges. Membership in Club Ashley has its privileges.
Yeah, but what about Matt?
Well, that's the best part. He's gonna take the ball. He tried to ruin your life, right?
It's not like he tried to force me to do anything.
By the
I did
way,
it.
Somebody's gonna get some if he's lucky. We'll have the same guilt-free fun without all the mess. Yay!
She holds up an enema kit. At the jail, Matt comes out to Munchie Truck Girl and the dental assistant.
Baby.
Hola, papi. Mm.
First of all, I want to thank y'all for rescuing my ass.
No problem.
Yeah, you know I'm gonna pay you back.
Why don't we go back to my place and you can pay me back right now?
Baby, right now, I'm currently a one-hole bro.
What am I supposed to do in the meantime?
I don't know. What about her?
He walks off. The women kiss. In his apartment.
Yeah. So, you know, I've been thinking, man.
He sits, picks up the plug from the table and puts it in the beaker.
Yeah. You got that right there.
He lights a joint.
Something so new, but yet feels so old. It's just so new. Yeah. Yeah.
He taps the ashes into the beaker fluid. The lamp flickers. He does it again. Taps the ashes. The lamp flickers.
Oh, shit.
In science class.
And next steps to present their final project are Devin and Mac.
Actually, I'm gonna be doing this one solo. Well, I've been trying to develop an alternative fuel from a mix of all natural substances, but the mix was highly volatile and we couldn't find a catalyst to help stabilize the compound and supercharge the fuel.
I'm sorry, what was this magical catalyst?
Mac bursts in.
Delta 9, tetrahydrocannabino.
Isn't that the main chemical in
marijuana, motherfucker, also known as THC. Now what I did was, I cross-pollinated genetically superior weed to create master weed with properties never before enjoyed by mankind. Now check this out.
He puts a lamp plug in a beaker with the blue liquid. He puts the weed in. A bright light shines. The lamp lights.
Motherfucker.
And you do know that.
That was good.
Mac goes. Slow burn on a stage.
This is only the beginning, people. Can we turn on a light bulb using cannabis? Yes, we can. Where does the future lie? No more gas powered cars? Let's make them cannabis powered. Can we do that? Yes, we can. If we start now, we can build the world's first weed powered rocket ship that flies to the moon. Yes, we can. Hemp powered computer chips. A hemp island that's free of pollution? A hoverboard made with a bunch of light and fluffy sativa nubs? Can we create a greener world using Mary Jane? Yes, we can. Today, right now, yes, we can. Yes, we can. Yes, we can.
At the school, Miss Huck walks up to Mac.
Mac, wait.
One more test? And you better get ready, because I'm taking you out.
You pass that test, and we are definitely staying in.
I can dig that.
He walks off. Skinflute peeks around the lockers. In class, Armstrong hands out tests.
Some of you kids' breath smell like adult toys. You knew it was test time.
Some of you females is dumb in here.
And you, my OG senior friend.
I know you gonna think about this.
Excuse me, Mr. Armstrong.
Mr. Skinflute.
It's come to my attention that one of your students might have gotten his hands on a copy of your test.
No.
The student in question is Mr. Johnson.
No, Mr. Johnson.
Oh, no, that's bullshit.
An elegant defense. But I'm afraid you'll have to prove your innocence by taking a test administered by yours truly.
Mr. Skinfoot, are you really qualified to do such a thing?
My number one love in life, after the trimming of beautiful bonsai trees, is the art of mathematics.
He raises a board and reveals a long formula.
Simply solve this little equation, and you graduate.
Behind Skinflute, Armstrong holds up two fingers in a Y shape.
Why?
Why? For the past 15 years, you've made a mockery of the very educational system I've sworn to protect. And because you've made my life hell with your marijuana-related hijinks. But most of all, the reason I'm doing this is so I can fill Ms. Huck with my man seed.
No. Why is the answer?
Why? Why? Is correct.
Now give me my diploma, bitch.
Can you believe it? Mac is finally gonna graduate after 15 years in high school. And you know what that means? Miss Huck can finally get it. Devin got his speech ready, and he's still letting that same punk-ass girlfriend hang around. Well, I guess she was good for something, because Yale is in the house. Go on and do your Ivy League thing, D Street. Wish more brothers could. Shit, wish more brothers would. Point is, we all gotta move on at some point. So sit back and enjoy the celebration.
Balloons above the stage read 2011, kids in caps and gowns. Devin sits with Ashley.
The scholarship guy from Yale is here with my dad. They're excited for your speech.
As is the tradition here at Inhale High, we begin our commencement with a speech from our valedictorian, Devin Overstreet.
Mahatma flips him off. Devin goes to the podium.
High school. It's the best of times. It's the worst of times. It's...
Scenes of the previous months flash in front of Devin.
I've asked him.
I wish I could do that.
You can, homie.
Well, actually...
He looks at Mac in his seat.
This is something a friend of mine taught me. And him, more than anybody I know, really loved high school. So what, we get drunk. So what, we smoke weed. We're just having fun. We don't care who sees. So what, we go out. That's how it's supposed to be. Living young and wild and free.
D Street, you rock!
Woo! I want your cup!
Everyone starts to dance. Girls and boys drop their graduation robes, and in matching school uniforms, they dance in unison behind Devin on the stage. Mac dances with the other students in the rows of seats on the lawn.
So what, we get drunk. So what, we smoke weed. We're just having fun. We don't care who sees. So what, we go out.
Hey, let me get a lighter,
that's
please.
How it's supposed to be.
Cause you know I'm high as fuck and I forgot one.
And wild.
Keep that in there.
Free.
So what, I keep
been rolled up, sagging my pants, not caring what I show. Keep it real with my niggas, keep it playing for these hoes. It look clean, don't it? Washed it the other day, watch how you lean on it. Eat me some 501 jeans on it, roll joints bigger than King Kong's fingers, and smoke them hoes down to they stingers. You a class clown, and if I skip for the damn with your bitch smoking grade A.
Skin Fruit shakes the hands of students and gives them diplomas. He stops at Mac, who holds out a joint. Skin Flute takes it. He has Mac's diploma. That's how it's supposed to be. Living young and wild. Slow Burn is at the podium.
Now it's time for my valedictorian speech. Y'all ready? So many people in the world still look down on marijuana. What a shame. No matter what field you're in, be it creative, blue or white collar, there are a lot of genius motherfuckers that puff herb on the regular. So, does that make you dumber? Slower? Hell fucking no. It opens up your mind to new ideas, some cool song lyrics maybe, a new invention, a simple trick to solving a difficult math problem, or something simple as, hey, I bet it tastes good if I put some crushed up bacon in that waffle batter. Call marijuana a drug all you want. Shun it all you want. Be closed-minded. Think I care? I pity you. We have a safe way to relax, expand, grow our minds, and all from a beautiful, wonderful smelling plant that grows on this earth. Look at how it connected Mac and Devin. If it made two people as different as that become homies, shit, nigga, we could do any motherfucking thing. And speaking of Mac and Devin, ain't no telling what they gonna get into next. And I, for one, sure can't wait to find out. So until next time, whenever you feel pressured in life, and when you're going through hard times and you need a common denominator to mellow everything out, don't forget these words of advice from your good buddy Slow Burn. Break it down, roll it up, light it up, and smoke weed, motherfucker! Yeah! Fire!
Living young and wild and free.
Yeah, huh. You know what? It's like I'm...
Mac walks to the podium. He slaps palms with Devin.
Trying to find a hella taste. Oh my god, I'm on the chase. Chevy is getting kinda heavy. Relevant, selling it, dipping away. Time keeps slipping away. Zipping the safe, flipping for pay. Tipping like I'm dripping in paint. Up front, four blunts like Khalifa. Put the weed in the J.
So what, we get drunk? So what, we smoke weed? We're just having fun. We don't care who sees. So what, we go out?
Ashley shakes her head and walks away. Mac lights a joint for Miss Huck.
Yeah, roll one, smoke one. When you live like this, you're supposed to party. Roll one, smoke one, and we all just having fun. So we just roll one, smoke one. When you live like this, you're supposed to party. Roll one, smoke one, and we all just having fun.
So what, we get drunk? So what, we smoke weed?
Devin gives Ashley's father a joint. He takes a hit and smiles.
That's how it's supposed to be. Living young and wild and free. So what, we get drunk? So what, we smoke weed? We're just having fun. We don't care who sees. So what, we go out? That's how it's supposed to be. Young and wild and free.
Devin holds up a huge joint. Mac lights it.
Hey, Wiz, I'm gonna get with you in third period tomorrow.
The kids throw their caps in the air. Mac kisses Miss Huck. In the bathroom, Ashley is bouncing on Knees Down's lap. Words appear. Knees Down is still smashing broads in bathroom stalls. Ashley's father refused to send her to Yale after he discovered her secret affair with one of his best friends. Mahatma Chang Greenberg sold an energy formula to a Gulf Coast energy company for millions of dollars, a formula that was eerily close to Mac and Devin's catalytic ingredient. It's rumored that bonsai aren't the only trees that Assistant Principal Skinflip grows in his office now. Miss Huck continues to be fine as fuck. Devin starts Yale in the fall, but he can't figure out if his major should be getting high with a minor in getting pussy, or the other way around. Mac was accepted to a few city colleges, but he's keeping his options open. Wiz Khalifa.
I just did my first motherfucking scene ever. Ever acting in history. Just did it, so.
Snoop.
That nigga Wiz handling that shit, nigga. That nigga got Golden Globe, nigga, watch.
We gonna work with it, man, and if I start to suck, just let me know.
It's my young son. No, that's
a poop, so. You're horrible.
Get real, you're terrible.
And the Golden Globe for Best New Actor.
Wiz Khalifa.
Snoop and Samantha with the huge joint.
I knew it'd be big, but I've never seen anything this big.
Oh, baby, just put it in your mouth.
It's a new black blunt I got. I feel you because it's a white blunt.
Yeah, we long.
This long, fat, hot, steamy, juicy, succulent.
Says,
yes, you can, baby. Nice. Oh, I go, ah. Ah. They're
looking at each other.
Nah.
Mike Epps, Mr. Armstrong.
You a grown ass nigga still in school. That's how I really was for real. I flunked twice.
How old were you graduate?
I didn't graduate. I just dropped the fuck out. When I seen my little brother in the classroom with me, I was like, I'm gone. Fuck that.
How you work to just push the button?
No, it's already down. All you do is hit it. Try it right now.
And it's gonna hit?
Snoop inhales from the vape flask.
Oh, wow. You ain't gotta do nothing but just hit it up. That's straight dope right there, though.
That's cold, right?
That ain't got no cut on it. That's straight uncut. You can taste the THC in everything.
That's why it's a vaporizer.
Oh, wow.
It's everything.
What's up, yo?
What a bitch is that?
Damn, in my pee-pee hole.
Andy Milonakis. Knees down.
All right, let's go. Let's do it.
Knees down like a kid in a wheelchair. It fucks a lot of hot bitches because he has a big dick. I got hydraulics.
He rocks the manual wheelchair.
Flipping switches. And the hood flipping switches.
Snoop and Tierra Marie.
I'm in trouble with this word right here. I can't seem to pronounce it or enunciate it right.
So if it's T-E-T, that's tet.
Tet.
And then R-A-H is tra. No, ra.
Tet.
So then tetra.
Tetra.
Hydro, you know that.
Yeah, I know that word.
D-R-O.
Tetrahydro.
Cannabino.
C-A-N-N-A-B-I-N-O. So tetrahydrocannabino.
Yes, Mr. Johnson. Yes, he's so smart. He's gonna fucking graduate. I mean, freaking graduate.
They high five.
Remember that? What was that, the Big Bad Wolf? Wow, what big eyes you have. Yeah, the better to see this thing I'm gonna put on you. Well, Pippin, you sure got long nails. Yeah, the better the back slap you with. Well, Pippin, you sure got a lot of hair falling down. Yeah, bitch, because it's really, really, really pimping on a bitch.
Snoop and Samantha trying to boost her to the window.
God! Is that what you wanted, Pooh? God. I'm pretty sure that's what he wanted.
See, that's a real actor for you, Will.
Just try to keep your head up so we can see your face. Because comedy's in your reactions to, like, you know.
No, the comedy was, she did that, and that was good. And you got it. And you trying to make her do it all over again.
I just want to see you distressed, you know?
You couldn't feel my distress? You want to see it, huh?
Yeah.
Okay, I got you.
I'm an actor.
Yes, you are.
You didn't ask Lawrence of Olivier this shit when he was shooting this scene on the mountaintop, and he had to stand up there for 4 hours and do this shit over and over. You didn't say, Lawrence, how you feel? You just said action, and Lawrence delivered his line.
Yeah, we liked him, but get rid of this motherfucker. Let me tell you something, nigga. We dealing with some real niggas. We don't deal with all that shit. Script supervised, nigga. Our continuity, we may or we may not. Fuck is you talking about?
Snoop taps on a desk and Mike claps.
Turkey bacon smell it. Raisin toast. Turkey bacon, smelling bitches.
Snoop recording.
Concentrated. Okay. Every day I'm faded. Trees prepared and properly cultivated.
Okay.
I nursed and sprayed them down. No chemicals. Just me and my buddy. You hear me now? Never treat you wrong. To each his own. Snoop, and where's the new Cheech and Chong?
What we do, cause we smoke, and we blow, and you know, here we go.
On a stage, scenes of a concert. Wiz and Snoop rapping. Gives a joint to an audience member. Smokes weed backstage.
Nursing sprayed down, no chemicals. Just me and my buddy.
You hear me now?
Never treat you wrong. To each his own. And Snoop and Wiz, the new Cheech and Chong.
Radio interview with Wiz.
Wiz, do you remember the first time you heard a Snoop song?
I remember I was in preschool, and my mom had one of them ghetto-ass homegirls.
They loved that.
And it was when Doggy Style first came out. I was like, oh, man, what is this? Like, it sounded so crazy to me.
High school, nigga, what the fuck you think? I'm passing on my classes with flying colors.
Radio interview with Snoop.
When was the first time you heard Wiz?
The song I love. Now I know I ain't living right, but it feels good. I'm like, oh, that's pimping, you know what I'm saying? Like, the way he was in pocket in there. My oldest son was playing this song. You know, he pulled me to the side, was like, Pops, you need to get with him, because he's the one. Not the two.
Is that the level of excellence, of course, that you guys are reaching for?
Yeah, absolutely. Snoop's a legend, man, and he's been doing it forever. And I also told him one of the greatest things I look up to in the sport is longevity in the game. But he's still right out here with all of us, you know what I'm saying?
I smoke that fire. We welcome you to high school. We do just what we like to. We cordially invite you. Now roll up and get high to it. We welcome you to high school. We do just what we like to. We cordially invite you. Now roll up and get high to it. Get high to it. Smoking everywhere I go.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
You know, I feel like we
Like, Wiz like my brother from another mother, you know what I'm saying? We equal, we eye to eye because we do everything the same way. It's like, if I could, you know, die and come back, I'd come back as Wiz Khalifa. Can you believe that?
Wow, wow.
I always looked up to him, and when I found out he was a fan and embraced what I do, you know, it really just gave me that go hard and that motivation to keep doing what I'm doing, as well as, you know, he's the dopest there ever is and ever will be, and I'm kind of tight too, so we might as well just give that to people. You know?
Wiz and Snoop perform. Smoke envelops them.
Between me and you, we got that bitch.
That's a serious XM hit.
Oh, man.
They take a bow.